Okay, there's a very important concept here. It says war equals big business, letter B. The reason we say this is because somebody has to pay for the war, and almost always money comes from banks. So the banks make loans to the countries who are fighting, and of course they get paid plus interest. People who make the weapons of war, the earliest planes that were used in this war, the artillery, the weapons, you name it. All of it is a giant profit source for weapons makers and banks. So they are pushing for the war. However, America is staying neutral in this war in the first couple of years as Germany and the Allies are fighting it out. So England very much wants the United States to get into this war. And one of the incidents which takes place is the sinking of the ship called the Lusitania, as it says on letter D there. A British ship coming from New York. Now, the Germans are not dumb. The Germans had warned Americans to stay away from the war zones. They had put ads in the New York Times which stated very clearly, don't get on a ship that's coming out here. We have submarines and we are sinking ships. We are trying to prevent weapons from getting to England from the United States. So, not surprisingly, this Lusitania, even though it was a passenger ship, kind of smaller but looked kind of like the Titanic, loaded with weapons, going to Britain. In spite of this, the ship had no Navy escort, so the Germans saw it, looked up at the registry, this is the one we want, they sank the ship, and 128 Americans on board, as well as many others, were killed. The ship sank very quickly because of all those ammunition stockpiles in the ship. Meanwhile, United States President Woodrow Wilson was looking to get reelected in 1916, and he said, hey, vote for me again, because I have kept us out of the war. He then went on to beat Charles Evans Hughes by 600,000 votes. Not long after this period, the Zimmermann telegram was brought out, which was supposedly an offer that Germany had made to Mexico, where Germany is claimed to have made an offer and said, look, if you join us, Germany, against the United States, then we will get you back all these different states in the southwest U.S. that was taken from you, and we can make a deal and we'll fight together against the United States. The problem was that Mexico was going through its own vicious civil war with Pancho Villa fighting in the northern part of Mexico and the central government fighting against him and others, so the whole country of Mexico was in chaos. They were in no shape to try to fight the United States. Anyhow, President Woodrow Wilson does manage to get himself reelected, and shortly after his inauguration of his second term in April of 1917, he got a declaration of war, and the United States got involved, and troops were sent from the United States to France.